Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
This is Jaisu for Get Your Geek On. We're speaking with Liana Kay. Hi, thanks for doing the interview.
You're so welcome.
Now, we definitely know you from the Ed the Sock Show, but Kath and I here became fans when we saw you on an episode of It Came from the Basement. It was just nice knowing somebody else had a collection like that on their walls and stuff.
It's the whole house. It's gotten bigger. I keep telling Spacey, I have to come back. We have lots of new stuff, but they keep playing that, so.
Nice. What got you into collecting things like that?
I grew up in the James Finch area of Toronto. I went to C.W. Jeffries. No kidding. If you go there, there's my name on some trophies. I couldn't afford the Thundercats and the He-Man and all that stuff back then. So I don't really drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm not really into shoes. So where do I spend my discretionary income? I went, I'm going to buy every toy I couldn't afford as a kid. And that's sort of where it came from. And it grew from there. Well, I'm going to buy all the toys that other people couldn't get as a kid. And it just kept growing. It became almost a... Some people have religious iconography in their house. I have superheroes. Yeah, it's just daily affirmations, right? It's like, I wake up and it's like... Power Girl.
This is the first guy I ever saw with a Superman ornament on his Christmas tree. Then I realized all of his ornaments are cartoon or comic book related.
That's very cool. That's very cool. We're Jewish, so we can't do that.
No. I was lucky enough to marry a fellow geek, so.
Yes. Oh, do you collect too, Kev?
Yeah, I actually started, well, you already had figures, but I gave him his first figure that ended up on the wall. And that just ballooned from there, and now we have a whole basement. I collect Muppet action figures and Charlie Brown action figures.
Do you read the Muppet comic?
Actually, Jay reads it to Diana every night when she goes to bed.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. Awesome.
Now, speaking of comics, I understand that you're the basis for one of the characters in The Secret Six?
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, you should go talk to Gail Simone about that, because she's the one that did it. But Gail emailed me saying there's a knockout lookalike stripper that I want to put in Secret Six. Can I use your name? And I said, Leanna's an excellent stripper name. What was my mother thinking? So it kind of came from there. I cosplayed Knockout because I thought she was just awesome. And I was crushed when they killed her. So I'm kind of torn now. I really like being in a comic and getting talked smack by Bane and all this stuff. And I love Scandal Savage, so it's like sweet. But at the same time, I want Knockout back. So apparently Gail said that after the first issue I was in, she got a bunch of emails saying, don't kill Leanna! I'm like, it's okay to die in a comic. No one really dies in comics.
Even Jason Todd came back.
I know. I'm still not sure how to feel about that. Yeah.
Let's see. And I notice you're heavily into the cosplay. We've seen you at other conventions dressed up. What was the basis of getting into that, actually? What was your first costume, actually?
Okay, I'm going to do my little speech. Everyone's a costumer. We just don't know it. A nurse's outfit is a costume. A doctor's scrub is a costume. A military uniform is a costume. A suit you put on to go to a business function is a costume. We are a world of costumers. So everyone's a costumer. We just don't realize it. And so I consider my first costume the first time my mother put me in pink. Because that's so not me.
And actually, if you look up cosplay on Wikipedia, there's a picture of you there.
How funny is that? I'm the face of Western cosplay on Wikipedia.
I just thought that was really cool, actually.
It is cool. It is cool that people have sort of bannered behind it. And I think I'm just really mouthy and get back up when I get knocked down. So I can advocate for people who are otherwise really shy. And, you know, we had an incident recently where somebody wrote a really nasty article online. That's why we got the cosplay etiquette guide here. It's a legitimate form of performance art. I don't think anybody should be shy about getting out and rocking it. You don't have to be bone thin. You don't have to look like a model. As long as you're having a good time, that's all that matters. It's don't worry about looking stupid. You've overcome that. You know you look stupid. There's no fear. So just go. Have fun. Life's too short.
That's cool. So I always said if I could lose some weight, I would actually dress up as something. Like right now with the gut, I could maybe be Blue Beetle from the 80s when he gained all the weight.
No. Men, there are so many tricks for men to overcome the tummy. Because you don't lose the tummy, you build up the chest. And all of a sudden, you're this big tank of justice, right? Like, doom, doom, doom. I mean, if you look at the old George Reeves serials for Superman, he was wearing a muscle suit. All the guys in the Batman movies, they're wearing muscle suits. They don't, it's a recent phenomenon that they make these guys hit the gym so they can be, you know, Gerard Butler in the 300. It's not about that. You can cheat muscles. Easy. You gotta do it.
Well, his girlfriend's always wanting me to dress up as Green Arrow so she can be Black Canary.
It's funny, a friend of mine and I did that out in Edmonton. He dressed up. He's his Facebook picture. Jay Bardella, who owns Happy Harbor Comics out in Edmonton. He is Green Arrow and I'm Black Canary. And he's a comic book store owner. Jay's in great shape, but he's not a bodybuilder. So, I fully encourage everybody, do it right. But you got to start somewhere, and if you get it and it's not quite right, you can tweak it, and that's a perfect time to do Green Arrow.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it. It was great meeting you, and thanks for joining our Get Your Geek On group on Facebook.
Yay! That was awesome.
Oh, that was probably my favorite interview of the day. I was really impressed, and since then, I have been thinking of costume ideas because of her words.
I was going to say, that interview stayed with you because that's all you've been talking about is, well, maybe I'll do this costume, and maybe I'll do that costume, and it's cool because we've gone to conventions for almost 10 years now,
And
we haven't gotten into the costume. We haven't laughed at anybody in costume. We always said, oh, my God, that's so cool. Oh, I wish we could dress in costume, and we never do.
Definitely.
And a lot of it is, when I lose some weight, then I'm going to come in costume. But now it's like, you know what? I'm going to embrace it. I'm this size, and here I am.
So, if she is listening or if she does happen to hear this show, thank you for giving me the confidence to think about making a costume now and definitely hope to show up to one of these things.
Yeah, it's just too bad it wasn't a video interview because she actually patted your tummy at one point, which was cute.
Yeah, I think I blushed a little bit, maybe.
I laughed.
But, definitely. I guess the next day she was dressed as Slave Leia, too.
Yeah, she was in, full bikini.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which was really funny because we had spent Easter with your sister and your mom and stuff. And our he'll be nine tomorrow. Happy birthday, Devin. I was showing him pictures from the convention. And I was showing Russell pictures from the convention, who is going to be 15 at the end of the month. Russell was commenting on the Slave Leia costume. Devin was so impressed with the stormtrooper that she was posed with. And it was so cute to see both sides.
Yeah. So, actually, another shout-out here. We were talking last week about how we enjoyed the female Joker's outfit.
Yes.
She actually saw my Facebook picture this week. I had my main picture was me with her as the Joker and her friend the Catwoman. And I guess I had messaged Leanna Kay to say thanks for doing the interview. She had seen it. This other girl, her name's Carrie Ann, by the way. She messaged me and said, hey, nice picture, blah, blah. We got to talking a little bit. Sent her a link to the show tonight. So if she's listening, hey, Carrie Ann.
Jay has fans.
No.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.